out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday evening, the 21st, at 5:30, Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan will throw out the metaphoric first pitch at the Bloomington Playwrights Project for the Ike and Julie Arnoff playoffs. Our guest is Rachel Hemsel, actor, playwright, arts administrator, here to talk theater sports. Rachel, I can feel the excitement in the air. Now, tell us a little bit about what will be happening Friday night at the Playwrights Project.
Sure. We'll all get together and have a bit of a press conference. And as a writer, there'll be a team of 9 writers. As a writer, I'll get to pull out a name of a director, and then the director gets to pull out the names of the actors. So all together, we're going to have 9 teams. Each one will have 1 director, 1 writer. And then this year, for the first time, this is the really exciting part to me, we're going to have at least 4 actors on each team. And in the past, it's been 2 to 3 actors. I've even been to the playoffs where, you know, for whatever reason, it ended up being a monologue, which was cool, but a lot to do for 1 actor to memorize within, you know, 12 hours.
So you'll be coming out of that as a writer with a director and perhaps 4 actors ready to go. I understand that there are certain guidelines coming up.
Yes.
And that's part of the press conference.
Exactly. Yeah, part of the press conference is that there's going to be a line of dialogue and a prop and a theme that we all must write on. We have to incorporate it somehow into our play in a creative way. And then we also have to keep in mind, you know, our actors' strengths. And then we go home and we write overnight. So we spend about 12 hours just writing and doing the, you know, burning the midnight oil. And then we turn the script over, you know, at whatever state it's in. Hopefully it's finished, completely finished. We turn it over to the director in the morning, and then they spend all of Saturday blocking it. The actors have to memorize all their lines during the day on Saturday, which as an actor myself, I've not done that. It kind of terrifies me. And I have huge respect for the actors who do it because, you're familiar with the acting process. You know, most actors take weeks to put up a 10-minute play at least, you know, and you know, it's hard to do a 10-minute play in one day.
We're talking about the playoffs with, in this year, playwright Rachel Hemsel, and they're being presented at the Bloomington Playwrights Project on Saturday and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. Now, the audience gets in on the action here.
Sure, sure. Yeah, they actually get to, in the past, they've gotten to vote for their favorite plays because it's 9, you know, the number 9 isn't by accident. It's to, you know, replicate the 9 innings in a baseball game. And we do the, you know, 7th inning stretch, and we do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And it's a really cool combination of sports and the arts. And because all the plays are only 10 minutes long, the cool thing is you get a taste of all these different playwrights and their different styles and different themes.
And for many of us whose teams are out of the big league race this year, it's a chance to go out to the ball game.
Exactly, yeah.
We've been talking with Rachel Hemsel, actor, playwright, arts administrator, in this case a playwright, for the Ike and Julie Arnoff playoffs at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. And that's Saturday and Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. By the way, if you're interested, you're welcome to drop by the press conference Friday at 5:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.